friends, some brethren are asking about the tithe, which was legally required in the Old Testament. Is it still valid today? Are we still under the law of Moses concerning the tithe? Or are we under the grace of Christ, and therefore such a law is no more valid? God bless you, Brother Joseph. We have some questions for you today.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. All right.
Now, there are some different opinions about the tithe, and most people emphasize scriptures from the Old Testament. We would really appreciate to know, what does the New Testament say about the tithe?
New Testament, it talks about generosity. It talks about giving.
Okay.
Like Jesus, for example, he told the rich young ruler in Mark chapter 10, and the man asked Jesus and said, "Good master, what shall I do to have eternal life?" And Jesus answered and said, "Well, sell all everything you have and give to the poor."
What does that mean? I mean, in the Old Testament, we paid 10%. Now we need to give everything?
No, it means the tithe is something that it's used very much lately in the church. But it's like in the early church, they never talk about the tithe. Because they were talking about giving everything to God. Like if you see Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4, they were selling their houses and sharing it. So it's like to go...
But that wasn't like a law required for all the Christians, no?
No, it's not a law. It's under grace. See, the New Testament takes the law away and brings the grace of Christ. The tithe is only if you are not living under the grace of Christ in the sense that you give everything to Christ. Living under the grace of Christ is not just like a one-way street. God gives you, Christ gives you, God heals you, and God blesses you, and God bless your marriage, and protects you from sickness, and gives you healing. And you need money, you ask for money. You need a car, you ask for a car, and God gives you a car. You need a house, and God gives you a house. That is not what grace is. Grace is a two-way street. Okay, God gives you, but you give God. What do you give God? Your heart, your love, your obedience.
That's good.
You go preach the gospel. You obey the commandments of Jesus. So the fact that you're under grace, it doesn't mean that you just receive. Mate, you want to get married to somebody who just wants from you?
No.
I mean, Christ is a bridegroom. We are the church. And part of the church is the bride of Christ. Okay, not all.
Amen.
A bride is not just somebody who goes to the husband, "I need money for this. I need money for that. I need this. I need that." Who wants a wife like that? I mean, God doesn't want a bride like this. In fact, the true church, the true bride, see, the church is divided in two categories, the virgin with oil, virgin without oil. And the virgin with oil, the bride of Christ, they don't go to Jesus just to take and receive. That's like a cancer. Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me,
yes.
Give me.
Yes.
No, God says, "Hey, you give me too." God also wants from us what? Our love,
amen.
Our obedience,
amen.
Our faithfulness, our preaching the gospel. You understand?
Yes, yes.
So it's like in a situation where a Christian under the grace, yes, you can give to God. You sell your house. If you have two houses, sell one. Today there are churches that there is a brother there who drives in Mercedes or whatever, a fancy car, and he has another three cars in his house. He owns three houses, and he goes to church with a brother next to him who's without job, jobless. He doesn't have money to pay the rent.
I understand.
I'm not talking about a brother who doesn't want to work, a lazy guy, an alcoholic. I'm talking about a brother, a real brother. He doesn't have a house. He doesn't have money for the rent. And here next to him is a brother who has two houses, two pieces of land. The guy should go sell one piece of land, the second house, and share with the brother who doesn't have. This is not mean to give it to some mercenary pastor so he can buy a new car. It doesn't mean to give it to some mafia religion that they have to build a bigger church.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in the Bible, there was no church building. John chapter 4, 21 until 24, Jesus says, you don't pray in Jerusalem, you don't pray in this mountain. Acts 7:48, the word says God does not live in buildings. So don't give money for buildings. They're not scriptural, they're not legal, they're not in the Bible. They're not the buildings, you and me. Understand?
So does that mean that in the New Testament, each Christian has to give like, led by the Spirit according to how he feels in his heart, some more, some less?
Yeah, okay, but... Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9, he that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. Like you can give whatever you want, but the less you give to God, the less he gives you. In Revelation 22, 11 and 12, he says, "I come quickly, okay? My reward is with me to give every man to according to his works." Works, no grace. See, works in Christ is not the law of Moses. Like, you're not under grace if you don't work for Christ. You follow?
Yes.
Under grace, it doesn't mean to be a lazy guy, just warm up a church bench and do nothing. Under grace, it means to work for Christ. One of the work is to be generous.
Okay, but does that work, Brother Joseph, that the more you give, the more you get? Because it sounds like the gospel of prosperity, and people are tired of that. People know it doesn't work.
No, the gospel of prosperity is false. I just said that doesn't mean to give to the pockets of the preacher. It means you can give the tithe to your church. That's okay. But make sure they spend it for the gospel, not for the preacher in your car.
Mm-hmm.
You
okay.
follow?
Yes.
I tell you, our mission, it couldn't subsist if we didn't receive the tithe and donation from our beloved brethren. And their tithe, the few that give the tithe, enables us to give all our gospel for free, all our revelation, all our prophesying and teaching prophecy. Everything is for free. Whether we give it personally or through our radio or through internet, YouTube, whatever, everything is for free. There is nothing what God has given us that we don't give for free. Some brethren,
Amen.
Like, you know, the 10th leper, comes back and says, God told me, you gave me, I give you. You gave me spiritual things, I give you material things. Here is my tithe. And thanks to these precious brethren, we are able to do everything for free.
Yes, but does it work what you said earlier, that the more you sow, the more you reap? Like, if you give more money, you get more money?
That's not what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 9, it says, he that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly.
Even financially?
Of course, he's talking about finances.
Like, you get more money back.
2 Corinthians 9, he's talking about finances. No, not that you get more money back. That's a gospel of prosperity, false gospel. No. You shall reap bountifully in the Spirit, eternal life, crowns in heaven, no more money. If you need more money for the gospel, yes, but just more money so you can have a villa with a second car, a second TV. No.
Mm-hmm.
It is not talking about you give to God little money so God can give you more money. No, that's selfish. It means whatever you give God, is like God will bless you spiritually. And then once in a while, if it's money you need, God will give you also that. But you never sow money so you can reap money like these mercenaries are preaching.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Some of the churches have become multinational. Give the money to God. Of course, God is the pocket of the preacher, of course. Eh? And God will give you more money. Boy, that's an investment.
It's a business.
Boy, that's a business. That's better than a bank. I mean, God give you 100 times. My goodness, that's a super duper antichrist banks. I mean, you give $1, you give $100, you give $10,000, you give $1,000,000. Boy, talk about antichrist and spiritual and religious mafia. That is not the way God works.
Amen.
You offer Isaac not because you're going to get him back. You offer Isaac, and a lot of Isaacs you don't get back. Christians for 300 years died at the hands of the Romans at the Colosseums. They didn't get their lives back. They died in the Colosseum. They were killed by the lions. You understand? The tithe was under curse in the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 3 says you're under curse if you don't pay the tithe. In the New Testament, the curse is taken away. But it remains that if you are stingy with God, he's stingy with you.
Okay.
If you sow stingily, you will reap stingily.
But there is no law such as how much you have to give every month, like it's kind of free.
No, the word tithe is not even mentioned in the New Testament. But in the New Testament it's mentioned sell your house, sell your lands. Are you going to give less in the New Testament? Are you going to do less under Jesus than under Moses?
Mm-hmm.
See, the tithe is a spare will. A tithe, if you really want to do the minimum indispensable.
I see.
Okay, so the tithe is still blessed, but it doesn't have to be 10. It can be 11, 12, or whatever. It could be 20. Look, I gave my whole life. There are missionaries like me, better than me, of course, who have done the same and better than me.
Do you pay the tithe?
I set my tithe aside, yes.
So you and your family pay monthly the tithe?
Yeah, we set it aside every month for a special project. We use it for the gospel. Yes, we set it aside, and now we give to a missionary, now we do this and we do that. And for 40 years I've been setting my tithe aside, and that's why I never lack finances.
Hmm.
You know, that's like...
Thank you, Jesus.
It's your spare will to make sure you don't do less than Moses.
I see.
You understand?
A question I had, Brother Joseph, is some people have been written in, and they want to be part of our mission, whether they come visit personally or they stay in touch only by email and internet classes. And the question is, can they be part of our church mission without paying the tithe?
Well, we have a lot of friends, of course. People who get in touch with us one time or two, this and that. No, but to be part of our mission, you have to be a brother. Then, of course, you have to bring your tithe. Otherwise, give it wherever you belong to. Like, if you belong to another church and you're part of another mission, another church, you should not give me your tithe. You should give it to them, because they are feeding your soul. You cannot eat in a restaurant and pay in another restaurant. So if you belong to another church, even though sometimes you send your greetings to me, etc., you should not give me the tithe. You should give it to whoever is feeding your soul.
Okay.
The tithe goes as a blessing to people who bless you. Like whoever is feeding your soul, they deserve your tithe, whether it's a church, whether it's a missionary, whether it's an evangelist. So you shouldn't steal from Paul to pay Peter or take from Peter to pay Paul.
Right,
shouldn't do that. You cannot eat in a restaurant and pay in another. So if you're eating spiritually in our church or somebody else, you should see which is the church that's feeding you, leading you, etc., and then give your tithe there. Like you're giving it to God. In our case, this is the only way we can finance our mission and take care of lots of sheep.
I mean, but we just said that you don't
have to. Thousands of sheep we are feeding, and thanks to the few people who give the tithe and the donations.
We just said it's not mandatory because you're not under the law. So if somebody doesn't pay the tithe at all, he's not under curse, no?
No, you know, under curse, not under curse, but God doesn't bless you because you have to pay the tithe. Maybe not to me, but to somebody else you should. Because less than the tithe, then you are less than the law of Moses. Like in the New Testament, beloved, Jesus asked people to sell their houses. You see, in Luke chapter 12, he said, sell what you have and give alms, make a treasure in heaven. In Acts 2, 44 and 45, they were selling houses and sharing. Like, it depends what kind of Christian you want to be. You want to be 1% Christian, 10% Christian. If you're a full-heart Christian, you should give, I don't see how you can give less than a tithe, because that makes you like less than the law of Moses. Tithe is not much. If you're a beggar living on a bench, and every day you receive half a dollar, you just have to pay 5 cents. It's not much. You know, don't say, oh, my tithe this month was $100,000. Yeah, but you forgot that you kept $900,000.
It's true.
So, of course, if you pay the debts with the world, the debts with the Antichrist world, and God is the last one you pay, of course, then go to the Antichrist for your blessing. Don't go to God.
Amen.
You know, if you put God at the last of the list, you're full of debts. Well, you're full of debts because you're probably unfaithful with your tithe.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I never had any debt. I always kept the tithe. So that's it.
So then conclusion, Brother Joseph, if somebody doesn't pay the tithe, he's not under curse because the law is finished in the Old Testament.
He's not under curse,
but
not under blessing.
He's not going to be blessed then. He doesn't have the fruits of a true Christian because he doesn't pay the tithe. Like a true Christian will give his tithe.
A true Christian can give nothing. That's impossible. There's no fruits. By the fruits you shall know them.
And the tithe you should pay to the mission or the church that is feeding you spiritually.
Amen, amen. That's the way. You see, the number one thing with the tithe, it's not for me, because I have enough with my wife, we have enough to feed our children. You guys know very well.
Yes.
But the tithe is to make the mission possible. Amen. That's where everything comes from.
Amen.
Feeding the sheep, take care of the sweet brethren, take care of the people we visit, etc. So it's for the mission. Okay.
Yes. Actually, right now, this morning, we organized some projects that we will do before Christmas, such as visiting handicapped institutions and institutions for children who have problems with speaking, hospitals. We're going to go evangelize and also bring some materials like food, meat, clothes to poor families and the institutions where we go.
Yeah,
but most of all, we'll bring the message of Jesus.
Just yesterday, we went to a hospital.
Yes.
That was very inspiring.
So actually, all the people who help our mission, the money go for this kind of projects to organize them. God bless them.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Joseph.
Amen.
To me, it was very clear
Amen.
And with scriptures, and I appreciate it a lot. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.